Well, good morning to you here on Slightly Scrambled as we have a special guest in the studio with us today. Executive Director over at Main Street Batesville, Maggie Tipton Smart, is joining us to talk about the Levitt Amp Music Series. How are you today, Maggie?
I am great. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. So let's talk about this special Levitt Amp Music Series. Y'all were one of a select few that were chosen for this. Y'all even got to take a trip to L.A. It's a special grant, so tell us about that.
Yes, that trip was amazing for us small-town Batesville folks. But it was also just more amazing that the only reason we were able to go is because this grant actually was voted through our citizens. So yes, Main Street Batesville did apply for that, and we were one of the select few. I think we go from about 60 applicants down to the top 20, which goes into a voting round that is very public. So we're very thankful that Batesville sees the importance of live music and the quality of life in our area just as much as we do, and they voted us through. We had an astronomical amount of support behind this, and I really think that's what Levitt saw through us too, is that our community is behind this, our leaders are behind it, and it's just something that we're missing in our area. So we're very excited to bring it to Batesville, not only for the quality of life purpose, but for the diversity as well.
Absolutely. This will be going on at Riverside Park pretty much all summer long, as it's almost every single Thursday night. We're coming up on the first one this Thursday night.
Yes, this Thursday, May 18th, we're going to begin at 6 o'clock. Our first member of our 10-week lineup is actually Sam Albright and the Southern Heat. We're very excited that we were able to, kind of lock them in for our first date, because although 90% of these musicians are out of state, Sam Albright and the Southern Heat are actually Arkansas-based musicians.
Awesome.
So we really wanted to emphasize that in the opening of our shows, showing that we really do care about local community and all of the artists and musicians we have in our area.
And all the openers are going to be Arkansans as well.
Yes, that is correct. So all of our headliners will actually take place on the stage at 7:30 every Thursday night. But we'll actually open the park to all of our guests at 6. And we will have local, very local artists take the stage about 6:15 to 6:30 to give us a small set and just show their skills and everything that we can kind of bring from our small Independence County area.
And you mentioned the diversity. You have some interesting artists, all different genres. One Latin Grammy artist, that right?
Yes, we do. That is Miss Gina Chavez. She is incredible. But like you said, we really are focused on diversity throughout this whole series. So we were very, very excited to be able to lock in a Latino artist, because we know that in the area of Batesville, too, that is one area that we kind of seem to be underserved in. So we're really hopeful to make that a great night. We have great community partners that are helping us make sure that we do that night justice for all of our Latino members of our community.
And while you're there seeing these shows and listening to these great artists, there's going to be vendors, food trucks, and even a kid zone. So bring the kiddos out there, something to do on a summer night.
Yes, exactly. We'll have an abundance of things. Of course, this is all about live music, but it's actually just a little bit more than that, because we really want to make this a community event, which is why we've brought things in, such as the vendor alley. We'll have food trucks available. Snow cones will actually be there. Pink Puppy Snow this Thursday, along with our other food vendors, and a kid zone that is actually presented by Citizens Bank. So we'll have bouncy houses out there, face painting, bubbles, you name it. We'll have all the things for the kids to do.
Something for everybody down at the Levitt Amp Music Series going on at Riverside Park. Pretty much every Thursday, there is a two-week break there in July for the 4th of July.
Yes.
But there's still stuff happening, right?
Yes, exactly. So we will take a small break from our 10-week concert series at the very end of June, 1st of July, to allow for Citizens Bank's large firework festival. And then they have live music there as well. So really, the river is going to be where it's at this summer to get lots of free community events.
Absolutely. No, we got to talk about the sponsors. You mentioned Citizens Bank with the Kids Zone. You'll have a couple great presenting sponsors and a lot of folks really helping y'all out.
Yes, exactly. We could not have made this possible without our presenting sponsors, which is actually Bad Boy Mowers and First Community Bank. We are lucky to have them involved in all of our Main Street events and associations. They are very big supporters of us, and we like to give them the shout outs that they deserve as well. Along with the city of Batesville, they actually were instrumental in us getting this grant to begin with their letters of support and just helping us from the get-go. So we are very appreciative of our entire community. There's also still opportunities for anyone else to get involved if they would like. We have a sign-up genius where you can volunteer for certain nights of the concert series, whether it's working a lemonade stand, setting up, helping us clean up afterwards. Anyone that wants to do outreach or really just be a bigger presence in the community is more than welcome to do that. You'll receive free t-shirts that will be sponsored by Lyon College. And it's really just a fun way to get to know your peers.
Absolutely. We'd love to see everybody out at the Levitt Amp Music Series going on all summer long, starting this Thursday at Riverside Park Amphitheater in Batesville. Thank you so much for joining us, Maggie, and you have a fantastic day.
You too. Thank you.